tree needs to move closer to your window. Hi. Do you like my moves? I feel like a ninja right now. I got locked out. Yeah, my parents left to visit my grandparents, and I didn't realize I left my key until I was like halfway home. Yeah, dude, bummer. So, can I sleep here tonight? They're asleep, they won't mind. Calm down! I'm gonna leave really early in the morning then. They'll never know I was here. Well, we're gonna lock the door then. Hey. Calm down. Your face is kind of warm. Shh. Your dad knows I'm here. Yeah. He was taking the trash out and I asked if I can spend the night. He's cool. Yep, he knows I went in through the window. It was his idea. I swear, he was spotting me below, but you were too busy freaking out to notice. Your parents are really cool. No, dude, I did get locked out, okay? They're not coming back until tomorrow evening, though. Yeah, they know I'm here. I called them on the way. So, where do I sleep? Okay. Let me clean up real quick. I have leaves in my hair. Do you still have my stuff? Cool. Yeah. Thank you. Alright, I'll just be a minute. My face is so dirty. Wait, what? Oh, man. Hey, I don't have any extra clothes. Yeah, I know, I forgot to put new ones in the bag. Do you have anything I can borrow? A shirt and some sweatpants, maybe? Thank you. You're the best. This shirt is so big and soft. I feel like I'm being hugged by a cloud. Okay. What? Dude, we've always taken naps on the bed together. Come on. Please don't sleep on the floor. I'd feel really bad. Please, please. Please. Yes. Okay. Come here. Here's the blanket. Hey, don't hug the blanket. Come on. Hey, thanks for letting me crash here. I love how comfy your bed is. I was out late because I was reading at the diner. Yeah, the one we always go to, and I lost track of time. Yeah, of course I'd go here. Where else would I go? Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. We broke up. 5 months ago? I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know. I should have told you. I know. It's just that I felt bad because I was not sad at all when he broke up with me. It wasn't healthy, and we fought like all the time. It was just so tiring. Well, you're not gonna believe this, but he was angry because of you. Yes, again. No, don't be sorry. Trust me, I've dodged a bullet. Bullets. If anything, I'm glad they revealed their personalities earlier to me, you know? I wouldn't want to be with someone who makes me choose between them or my best friend. Yes, they're always like, why do you spend so much time with them? Why are you always at their beck and call? I feel like you care more about them than you do about me. I'm just like, duh, we've been friends since we were kids, and I barely even know you. And they're not being fair at all. I can balance my time between friendships and relationships just fine. Nah, it's a matter of trust. And if they don't trust me, then that's not my problem. There's nothing I can do about it. No. Don't apologize. I swear I'm perfectly fine. You don't ruin things for me. You're the bestest person in the world, and I'm glad I have you. I wouldn't trade you for anything. Your hand is warm. Yeah, it feels nice. My hand is so much smaller than yours. I'm not taking advantage of you, am I? The last thing I want is for you to feel like you're my second choice. If someone really loves you, they're not supposed to make you choose. You don't do that to someone you love. But it doesn't matter. Because I'll always choose you. I will. Why? Because when I think about losing you, I get this ache in my chest, right here, where your heart is. I'll always choose you. There's no one else. No one else. I'd rather be with. It's always been you. Oh, my heart is beating really fast. Give me your hand. Can you feel it? You too? Yeah, I can feel yours under my hand. I've always wondered what that would feel like. Can you kiss me again? So, what does this mean for us? I don't know either. I can hear your heart beating. Keep your arms around me, please. Don't let me go. Just let me stay here.